Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
That's what Job primarily is about. This whole book is trying to say to us, we have to learn how to be silent. Be still and know that I am God. You see, this is what's going on in the book of Job. Job is guilty of the same thing he's accusing his friends of being guilty of. Job is saying to his friends, hey, you guys, stop talking and listen to me. And God is saying to Job, Job, you stop talking and listen to me. But it took 40 chapters before Job knew how to shut up and be quiet and be silent before the Lord.
The truth is, God won't waste your pain. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today on The Winning Walk, Dr. Young begins his message, The Great Affirmation, and reveals how God holds your heart and grows your faith even through struggles and suffering. So stick around, Dr. Young is coming up with that message. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, there's an encouraging resource offered this month you'll want to know about. Dr. Young's series, Elijah, A Man for All Seasons, brings you up close and personal with the prophet Elijah, a regular guy God used in extraordinary ways. Just like anyone, though, Elijah suffered from burnout and anxiety. That's why we want to send you this five-message series to show you how God cared for Elijah physically, emotionally, and mentally, and how he can do the same for you today. We'll send you Elijah, A Man for All Seasons, as thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue to reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of this inspiring sermon series when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, The Great Affirmation.
The Apostle Paul, God's man, had a thorn in the flesh. We do not know the kind of illness it was. There's a lot of speculation, but three times he prayed, I'm sure passionately, I'm sure with tears, and said, Lord, take this thorn away. Give me healing. And three times the Lord said, no, no, no. And God told Paul in his suffering, my grace is sufficient for you. Strength is made perfect in weakness. In other words, he was saying to Paul, I'm going to use you powerfully in this world. And if you were totally healthy and strong, I would not be able to use you as effectively. I'm going to take your strength and it's going to be weakened through suffering so you'll be strong for me. We're dealing with our guy Job. Been studying Job for our several weeks now. Those of you who haven't been here may not know that Job has had a tough time, to put it mildly. He lost all of his possessions, and he was a wealthy man. He had a lot to lose. Lost 10 children with a natural catastrophe, unbelievable, unspeakable. Then finally, he lost his health. He was struck by Satan trying to get Job to discount his faith in God, and Job kept standing tall, saying, I'm not going to curse God, I'm going to bless God and praise God. And then finally, we see Job today, he has been ricocheted and bombasted by these three men who came to encourage him, and they became accusers. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. Eliphaz had spoken harshly to Job. Job had answered and said a word to God. Bildad had spoken harshly. Job answered and blamed God. Zophar had spoken. Job answered, blamed God. And they went through the second stanza of this until Bildad just really lacerated Job, and all three friends had the same thesis. If you're good, God's going to give you good things. If you're bad, God is going to punish you in proportion to your badness. That's exactly the philosophy, the theology of these three friends. And they were trying to play God with Job. And then we come to our scripture today, we see how far down Job has fallen into the pit. And take your Bibles and turn with them, if you would, to chapter number 19. We're going to study almost this entire chapter, but I want you to zero in on Job's complaint to God, verse 6 and 7. Job says, "Know then that God has wronged me and has closed his net around me. And behold, I cry violence, but Job says, I get no answer." Let's prepare for the teaching of the word. Father, when we move into deep, dark water, and we go down, down, down to the bottom of the sea, to the depth of the pit, we move into despair and depression and helplessness and hopelessness. We don't know which way to turn. Father, then we can identify with this, your man, Job. Teach us the lessons of life. Speak to our hearts. Speak to me. Let me get out of the way so that thy truth alone might be heard, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to see three sections of Job. We have your Bibles with you. By the way, Brian, how many have your Bible? Oh, your Bible up. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Gotta you bring your Bibles to church. It's a good idea. So open the book of Job. I want to show you a verse in Job 18, the second verse. This is Bildad, one of Job's erstwhile friends who come to attack him, came to comfort, ended up attacking. You know, first of all, they begin the conversation. Then the conversation moved into an argument, and finally there's a knockdown, drag out. And that's what the comforters led Job into in his suffering. Look at the verse number 2. This is Bildad talking to Job. He says, "Job, how long will you hunt for words? Show understanding, and then we can talk. Why are we regarded as beasts, as stupid in your eyes?" Look at the phrase, "How long you keep on talking, Job?" Now, Job answers, and look what he says, chapter 19. Then Job responded, "How long will you torment me and crush me with your words? These 10 times you have insulted me. You are not ashamed to wrong me." Look at the verbs. Follow the verbs if you want to understand Scripture. Look at them. Look at verse 2. It says, Job says, "You've tormented me. You've crushed me. You've insulted me, you have wronged me." Now, the word here is, "How long will you keep on talking, Job?" And Job answers, "How long will you keep on talking, Bildad?" They're both asking for the other one to be quiet. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been quiet in your life for 30 minutes? Have you ever been silent for 30 minutes? You say, "Oh, sure. Now, wait a minute. Silent with your lips and silent with your mind. Your lips are not moving and your lips of your mind are not moving. Have you ever been silent for 30 minutes like that?
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. There's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we jump back into today's message, as the world continues to move faster and get more stressful, you may be dealing with a case of burnout, anxiety, or depression. Believe it or not, the prophet Elijah dealt with the same struggles while serving the Lord, but he discovered that God was right there, ready to care for him physically, mentally, and emotionally. We want to help you experience that same healing and peace from God by sending you Dr. Young's series, Elijah, A Man for All Seasons. Discover proven truth to help you press on in the Lord, knowing He's your constant hope and nourishment. This encouraging resource is our way to thank you for your support today to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today and get your own copy of Elijah, A Man for All Seasons when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Or you can text the word winning to 41411. That's winning to 41411. Now here's a sneak peek at the teaching after the break.
Job is saying to his friends, hey, you guys, stop talking and listen to me. And God is saying to Job, Job, you stop talking and listen to me. What's he saying? He's saying, in 10 ways, you have attacked me.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, The Great Affirmation.
That's what Job primarily is about. This whole book is trying to say to us, we have to learn how to be silent. Be still and know that I am God. You see, this is what's going on in the book of Job. Job is guilty of the same thing he's accusing his friends of being guilty of. Job is saying to his friends, hey, you guys, stop talking and listen to me. And God is saying to Job, Job, you stop talking and listen to me. But it took 40 chapters before Job knew how to shut up and be quiet and be silent before the Lord. Silence is a challenge. To be silent. Soren Kierkegaard, that sort of heavy Danish theologian, tells a story about if you would go around and ask all the coachmen of the land, those who would drive the horses, you would ask them, how do you use the whip? Why do you have a whip in your hand? He said, if you ask that question to someone who has a horse pulling a cart, or a horse is pulling a wagon, or a horse is pulling a chariot, he said, any coachman you ask, what do you do with that whip? And they would answer the same way. I use this whip to drive the horses. It makes the horses go. Everyone would answer the same way. But Kierkegaard said, except the coachman of the king. The coachman of the king would ask, what do you do with that whip? He would say, I simply place it gently on the side of the horse. And he knows to stand still and to be quiet. You see, Job doesn't know it. But God is using Satan as a whip in the life of Job to get him to do simply one thing. Stand still and be quiet. Bildad's complaining, how long are you going to keep talking, Job? Job's complaining, how long are you going to keep criticizing me? And we run into three little anthems of 10. Did you hear the verse I said? It says, 10 times you have crushed, you have insulted, you've slandered, you've wronged me. Now, the word 10 in the Bible is a complete word. It is a whole word. And by 10, it means it has been fulfilled. And if you want to outline the 19th chapter of Job, and I highly recommend you do it, I want you to look, open your Bibles if you would. It helps to have them right side up. Open your Bibles if you would to chapter 19, and verse 1 through verse 5, we see Job is saying, 10 ways I've been attacked by my accusers. 10 different ways. You see it down there in the verse? Then look at verse 6 through verse 13, and Job says in this, 10 ways I have been abandoned by God. Doesn't mean he'd been abandoned only 10 ways, but he lists 10 specific ways that God had just not been there when he needed him. And look at the last section, verse 13 through verse 24. Job says, 10 ways I have been alienated from all human relationships. So we have 10, 10, 10, fullness of abandonment. Fullness of alienation, fullness of attack by his accusers, by God, and by every other human being. We see that Job is rapidly reaching the very depths of the pit. Watch as he slides down. Look at verse 4. Even if I have truly erred, my error lodges with me. If indeed you vaunt yourself against me and prove my disgrace to me. What's he saying? He's saying, in 10 ways, you have attacked me. He's talking to these. In other words, these were people who came to comfort and now they get into an argument. I wonder if you're like that. I ran into a poem that I like. Here it goes. I saw them tearing a building down, a group of men in a busy town. With a hefty blow and a lusty yell, they swung with zest and a sidewall fell. Ask of the foreman, are these men skilled, the kind you would hire if you had to build? He looked at me and laughed, and no, indeed, unskilled labor is all I need. Why, they can wreck in a day or two what it takes builders years to do. I asked myself as I went my way, which of these roles have I tried to play? Am I a builder with a rule and square, measuring and constructing with skill and care? Or am I a wrecker who walks the town content with the business of tearing down? And the question is, are you a builder or are you a wrecker? When someone sees you coming, they say, oh boy, the bill is coming. When someone sees you coming, they say, oh, bill is coming. It depends on whether or not you're a builder or a wrecker. And you can be sure when Job first saw his three friends coming when he was sick and he was dying. He was in the garbage. He said, oh, here come my buddies. Man, they're going to comfort me. But now all of a sudden, instead of building, they attacked him at his lowest moment. They kicked him time and time again when he was down and out for the count. It says 10 ways Job was attacked. And then he says 10 ways I've been abandoned by God. Look at verse 6. I read it in our text. Know then that God has wronged me, and he has closed his net around me. In other words, he's saying, I'm like a criminal. God has taken his net. He's putting that net around me. He says, I'm not a criminal. God has put me in a net. I don't know why I'm in the net. He says, behold, I try violence, but I get no answer. I shout for help, but there is no justice. Job is saying, I want to get in a courtroom with God. See, that's the cry all the way through Job, isn't it?
Dr. Ed Young's message, The Great Affirmation, will continue in just a moment. Are you feeling stressed, burned out, anxious? That's exactly how the prophet Elijah felt during a time not too different from the chaotic culture we live in today. But God cared for Elijah through it all and used him to make an extraordinary difference. In his five-message series, Elijah, A Man for All Seasons, Dr. Ed Young shows how the Lord ministered to Elijah physically, mentally, and emotionally, and how God can do the same thing for you today. We'll send you this inspiring series as thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now and get your copy of Elijah, A Man for All Seasons when you give. Call 1-800-350-9255. That's 1-800-350-WALK. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break.
Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. The words save and salvage come from the same root. To salvage something is not only to save it, but to restore it to its original purpose, the purpose for which it was made. Perhaps you recall seeing the photos of the grounded cruise ship Costa Concordia. That struck a rock, remember, off the coast of Italy? Not so very long ago, the salvaging process was complicated and expensive, costing three times more than it did to build the ship in the first place. But the Concordia was not the costliest salvaging project in history. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he did so to salvage you and me, to restore us to our created purpose. And it cost him everything. Everything.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young to continue his message, The Great Affirmation.
You see, let's look at the bottom line, the secret part that Job doesn't know. Job, in his suffering, listen carefully, was God's advocate in the courtroom of all of that which we do not see. And Job, in his suffering, had won the case for God against the devil. You follow me? And Job didn't even know it. You see, there's always a metaphysical. There's always a supernatural. There's always a mystery about suffering when it comes to us that we'll never know in this life. Job was an advocate for God, and he had won his case as he kept blessing God instead of cursing God, and the devil was defeated, but Job didn't know it. Here's the afterglow. He's still complaining. He's still upset about his suffering, and we understand that too. Look at the next way he said God has abandoned him. He says, he has walked up my way. He has walled up my way, verse 6, verse 8, so that I cannot pass. In other words, Job, it says, I'm trying to get up from here, and I run into a brick wall. It's God. Psalm 138. Remember, David said, God has put his hand on me, not the hand of blessing, but says he has hemmed me in the front, in the back, and on both sides. He says, I am hemmed in. Job feels exactly like this. He said, God has hemmed me in. And then he wondered, who wouldn't feel hemmed in where Job is now? And look at the next part. He says, latter part of verse 8, and he has put darkness on my paths. Never doubt in darkness, ladies and gentlemen, what God has taught you in the light.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. No matter where you're at today, we pray God uses this message to encourage you right where you are in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd love to help you even further with that walk by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's five-message series, Elijah, A Man for All Seasons. This inspiring resource takes you into the life of the prophet Elijah, a regular person just like us, who God used to do amazing things on earth. We hope this series strengthens and equips you to take on anything the world throws your way, knowing God is there to care for you physically, mentally, and emotionally. Elijah, A Man for All Seasons, is our gift to you as thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and get your copy of this inspiring resource. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Young continues to examine the book of Job to reveal how God shapes you through all of life's experiences.